Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome everyone to our podcast. Today we'll be taking a look at teamwork. I'm your moderator, Gaby Salazar, and today's participants are Natalia Breton, Hyrum Leal, and Fer Perches, project admin. So welcome everybody. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Of course. So, I wanted to ask, what is teamwork for you? What can you tell us about teamwork?
Hello, everyone. I think that teamwork, it's very important for us because that way we can solve activities very easily and in a more practical way for the customer.
I want to add something in there. So we need to understand that every company is like a machine. So no matter what type of work you do, everybody needs to work together in order to have the machine going. For me, that's teamwork, how everyone can work as a whole in order to achieve some goals.
For me, adding a little bit more is the ability to create confidence and trust in your environment, because the results that you will have will depend on the interaction that you have between all the team members.
I would definitely agree with that. So it's about interaction. It's about trust. I think, for me, teamwork is all about being dependable and trustworthy, right? In your experience, what does this concept have as a variety between countries or from country to country? Have you noticed anything different with any teams that you've worked with?
From my perspective and experience, it does. Cultures can be so different that can impact how a team can work. And to be honest, I think when you have different cultures, you have more communication barriers that sometimes can affect your results or need to find a way to resolve those communication problems. We do have a lot of cultural exchange in our work, so I do think it can be difficult or it can present some issues, but nothing that it can't be solved.
Yeah, I have to agree with Fer with culture, because let's say here in Mexico, we're a lot about work. And when we have a project with different countries, sometimes the definition of work for them, it's really different. And that sometimes is really difficult to merge as a one project. As a team, we need to work those issues in order to achieve what we want to do.
I agree with Hiram. Once ago, I worked at a Latin American project. There we did not have like an hour to leave work. And then when we work in American projects, they seem to be like really careful with the job hours we have. For example, they like to have breaks and lunch hours that are defined since the beginning of the project. And in other projects, I don't have that. Also, cultural exchange. I can see that, for example, in American teams, sometimes they do not get like really involved. And in other teams, I've been involved with all the team members. So it changes from country to country.
Definitely. I would say that each culture sets its tone of how they want to work. So there's always a learning curve, right? With communication, with each other's schedules, as well as traditions that we might not be aware of, or maybe words that might mean different things. So we always have to be aware of these types of things and ask in order to maintain the best communication and provide a sense of teamwork. So yes, definitely. This is super, super important. So what would you say is the most significant challenge of working with these global remote teams? I mean, now we have teams all over the world that we work with, and there's always challenges, right? Things that, issues that might arise. So do you have any that might be significant to you?
So we need to understand that we're coming after a pandemic situation. So most of the companies companies had to start working as a remote. So that thing, as bad as it is, it really helped us to make progress in remote working.
I agree with Hiram because before the pandemic, I think that it was very hard for us to communicate through different channels. We used to prefer to have like personal conversations. And with the pandemic, we learned how to work like remotely.
Working remotely for me, well, in my experience and with my team that's here, I noticed a big difference and the connection and affection we have. When I joined the company, we were all remote and at house and we didn't know anyone. That limit the confidence. I do notice a big change when we were totally remote than when we started coming to the office. In that way, you can create a confidence and an environment of affection, connection with other people. I have this idea that if you have a good team environment or work environment, your results on projects and on your work will reflect a lot.
Yes. Yeah, so like Hiram said, the pandemic definitely changed the game for remote working, for sure. And I think we've gotten used to having more conversations with people around the world. And it has opened up a whole new set of abilities or skills, specifically soft skills. But I mean, this isn't always the case for everyone. Not everyone works on their soft skills, on their skills related to teamwork, like listening and, working with empathy and a few other skills that we might consider useful for teamwork. So have you had any experiences or do you have any examples of teamwork that has gone right, maybe within your team? And sometimes it can happen that it goes wrong. So could you give us maybe some examples of teamwork gone right and wrong?
Sure, Abby. I can share one that went wrong. We were working at a project that was like really messy at the beginning, and we were having some challenges that were hard for us because we were new and we didn't know at all what the project was about. So one person started to take advantage of us because he was managing us, and at the same time he was speaking to the client and saying that he was doing all the job.
Wow, that sounds like a great example of teamwork gone wrong, when someone forgets to name their whole team when they did something. So yes, that's definitely a great example of teamwork gone wrong. What about Hiram? Do you have any examples or anything you'd like to share on that?
Yes. First, if I was in Natalia's position at that, I would be mad. I mean, it makes me really mad to hear that. The project I'm working right now, Natalia can vouch for me. At first, it was a different project. We didn't know a lot of things, and the person that was supposed to teach us, it wasn't helping a lot. So us as co-workers and team members, we got together and start talking, expressing ourselves, and that's how we started to get more answers. At the end, it was a happy ending.
I'm glad to hear that it ended well. Some teams, or not every team, works in the same way, and that sometimes people forget a few of these skills that I mentioned, like empathy, or other skills they can work on. So how have you overcome any issues that have arisen, and how can you prevent these types of issues from happening again?
For me, Gabby, there is just one clue word that can help us solve all the problems and prevent them. It is communication. If one team member does not communicate what they are needing, or if they are facing some struggle, that way anyone can help them. And if they do communicate and have like an open channel to express themselves, then everything can work correctly.
I think adding to the communication that yes is a key. I also need to say that sometimes in my experience, communication, it's not everything, because sometimes you need to know, like, you have the back of your boss, of your team, of other team members. Sometimes you need to identify if your communication, the best way you can do it, you can just ask, like, okay, maybe I'm explaining myself in a bad way. What did you understand? And also, if the person that you are trying to communicate isn't doing the job, because I have experienced that, you need to know that there are situations where you need to go with team leads, your boss. I don't know. Sometimes you need that support from them, because there are people that will block that communication or that progress that you need to do in the project or on your tasks. And sometimes they are the ones that can unblock those situations.
Yeah, I have to agree with what they have said. Communication, not only with your coworkers, but with your team leaders, your manager, it's really, really important. But also, you need to have with them, with everyone. Let's say that I go with a coworker and we don't have that trust, and I'm trying to get some help from that person. If he doesn't trust me, that could make difficult the help that he can provide me. So I believe it's really important to be honest with everyone. This way, we can make easier the communication, the trust, and everything will work out.
Definitely. So, in conclusion, what I heard was communication, which is one of the most important soft skills. And I have to add that both verbal and nonverbal, because when we are working in person or through video chat, it's super important to work on our nonverbal communication as well, like what we say with our faces, with our arms, with our gestures as well. So that's also super important. Having each other's back or trusting each other, supporting and being supported by our team, right? Asking questions and being honest. I think all of those are super, super important ways to prevent any issues from arising. In my experience, I work with the whole Mexican division, so I communicate with everyone. And I like to think that everyone is part of my team. Everyone is my teammate. So this also makes communication easier, because I'm on everyone's side, right? I try to work with everyone with being empathetic towards their situation and trying to explain myself in the best way so we can communicate clearly and we can have each other's back. So I want to thank all of you for being here. Unfortunately, we are running out of time for today's episode, but please join us next week for part 2 on the teamwork episode. Thank you, everyone.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.